Hello again. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. Today we talk about music and the human brain. Then we will go to the movies. A new film uses some people from Somalia to tell the story, but they are not professional actors. Listen carefully and enjoy today's lesson on As It Is. Researchers have found that the brains of children who grow up in poverty interpret sounds differently from other children. But an American study shows how musical training can affect the brain so that poor children might be able to better process what they hear. It finds such training could help them improve language and other skills. Christopher Cruz has more about the study and a music program called Harmony Project.
16-year-old Katrina Reyes fell in love when she saw the trombone. She liked the instrument.
I guess it was the sound and the feel and like how it looked. And it was not ordinary for a girl to play trombone.
Katrina has been attending a free music program in California for the past 5 years. It is called Harmony Project. Margaret Martin launched the program more than 10 years ago. Ms. Martin holds a doctoral degree in public health. But she speaks of difficult experiences while growing up. She was pregnant during her teenage years. And at one time in her life, she was homeless, having no permanent place to live. Ms. Martin says that, at first, the goal of Harmony Project was to help children in poor, often violent neighborhoods stay in school and finish high school. But she was surprised to find many of the music students deciding to continue their education.
Since 2008, 93% of our high school seniors have graduated in 4 years and have gone to colleges like Dartmouth, Tulane, NYU.
Margaret Martin noted that some of the students sought college degrees in highly technical subjects. She began to wonder if music had had some effect on the students. It did not make sense until researchers put sensors on the children's heads. The researchers measured how the children reacted to sounds before and after they studied music at Harmony Project. Nina Kraus is a neuroscientist at Northwestern University in Illinois. She is an expert on the brain and nervous system. She led a study of the effects of music. Her findings were published in the Journal of Neuroscience. The research involved boys and girls between the ages of 6 to 9 years. All of the children were taking music lessons. They were studied over a 2-year period. Then they were restudied at intervals for another 2 years. Professor Kraus says she found that poor children process sound differently from other children.
We found that the neural signature for poverty was that children were processing the details of sounds less precisely.
But when a child started music training, something changed after 2 years.
So we were able to determine that the children who took part in music lessons had nervous systems that responded to speech sounds in a more precise manner.
She adds that the children who spent most time in music lessons were the children who showed the largest gains. Those who studied music for 1 year showed no changes in their nervous systems. She says she would like other researchers to extend the study to thousands of students in many areas. Some of the young musicians at Harmony Project are like Ivan Ignacio Arce. He says they are living proof that music helps children improve in school.
After, like, Harmony Project, I get like, a new understanding, like, going to class, participating, having an open mind, discussions, talking with my teacher.
Katrina Reyes says she also sees a connection between music and schoolwork.
Math is, like, kind of easier because of rhythms and all that. It's easier to count. It's easier to calculate. And yeah, I have seen some improvements.
But for Katrina Reyes and other students, they are not playing only to do better in school. They play music because of the love of their instruments and the friendships formed through music. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Hollywood directors often make films about people who get persuaded to take part in a crime because they need money. There is a new look to this old story in a film called Fishing Without Nets. This time, the central character is a Somali fisherman who cannot support his family. And the crime is piracy, attacking ships on the high seas. Jerry Watson has more on the movie.
In Fishing Without Nets, a fisherman named Abdi cannot earn enough because pollution has killed off much of the catch he needs to feed his family. Then, a friend talks to him about helping a group of pirates, and he joins. The pirates capture a French oil ship and take the international crew hostage. They hope to get a huge payment when they free the crew. Cutter Hodierne directed the film. It is his first full-length movie. News about Somali piracy in the Indian Ocean had caught his interest. He was especially fascinated by the subject from the viewpoint of the gunman.
And I just was so intrigued by what would lead somebody to get to that point of doing something so desperate and also so kind of audacious.
In 2010, at age 24, Cutter Hodierne went to Kenya and made a shorter version of Fishing Without Nets. He used Somali refugees to play the parts. These untrained actors included day laborers, fishermen, and truck drivers. They were all living in Mombasa, Kenya, at the time. The short film won a Sundance Festival Grand Jury Prize. At that point, Vice Media provided $2 million to finance a feature-length version of the film. It was filmed again in Mombasa with many of the same Somali non-actors. Again, they invented their own speeches. Mr. Hodierne used a translator, a language expert, to tell them only basic facts about what should happen in each scene.
So they knew what was going to happen within a scene, and then they would improvise all of the dialogue within that scene so that it was in their voice. And they are amazing at that. They add so much to it that I couldn't have written on a page. And I considered them sort of co-writers of the movie.
One critic described the movie with words like powerful, deliberate, and absolutely beautiful. The full-length film won a Grand Jury Directing Award at the Sundance Festival earlier this year. I'm Jerry Watson.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is The Voice of America.